I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iran will hold public trials for over 1,000 people involved in nationwide protests. Isolated Iranian Christians are wondering what they should do. The regime in power severely curtails human rights in the country, especially for women. Many protesters have called for the death of those in power. Joe Willie says Sat7 Pars recently addressed this dilemma on a show called Sanctuary of the Heart.
God is the judge, but at the same time, it must be very difficult to be in the middle of such turmoil and wanting such change, because remembering this was sparked by the death of a 22-year-old woman who was not wearing the hijab, and she ended up dying in police custody. So we as Christians also know that that's not just.
Pray the love of Iranian Christians would point many to Jesus. And in the United States, many people think of reading as the best way to learn, but globally, roughly two-thirds of people prefer to learn some other way than reading. Ed Weaver with Spoken Worldwide says,
and I'll give you an example. A friend of mine that does ministry with Youth for Christ in Lebanon said that, you know, highly educated teens just would not respond when he would say, you know, please read this passage of scripture and let's discuss it. They just would never do the assignment. And so he started listening to audio scripture.
Spoken Worldwide provides orality-based ways for people to hear the story of Jesus. Pray ministry leaders around the world will understand the need for orality training. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. In the Middle East and North Africa, isolated believers risk everything to live out their faith. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and shares the stories of believers who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.